Secretary McCamley, thanks for joining us. Your office has seen a major spike in unemployment claims over the past week due to the governor's public health emergency orders to fight the spread of the coronavirus here in New Mexico. How is your office doing to meet this high demand?
So, Anthony, the biggest thing that we're trying to do is really emphasize that people can go online to our website, jobs.state.nm.us. That's jobs.state.nm.us. You can file an initial claim 24 hours and 7 days a week. You can certify, which you're required to do once a week, when you have an account the same period. So you can go on anytime you want. And if you go online, you can actually put in a routing number for your bank so that we can get you your benefits directly into your bank account. So if people have the ability to go online, we are highly encouraging them to do so. 96% of our new filings in the past couple of weeks have been done online. Our call center is working very, very hard. I know there's been some frustration out there for people trying to get through, but we are working very hard to deal with the amount of calls coming in. We are crash training 50 new people this week. We think we can get on the phones on Monday, but you can't just put everybody on the phone like you're doing an NPR fundraising drive, right? You've got to have a specific training skill set. Normally that takes about 5 weeks, but we have taken some of our regional office staff, including some folks from Southern New Mexico who are willing to do this, who have some familiarity with the system, giving them a crash training course and getting them in. So we're doing everything we can to try to weather this storm. The governor has been very strong that we should use every tool in our disposal to help people get through this tough time. And we are doing so to the best of our ability.
So how fast can people expect to receive benefits after they file their online claim or via telephone?
Sure. So we really encourage them to go online. That's going to speed up the process a lot. The state law that is written about unemployment currently has a 1 week waiting period attached to it. And we are doing the very, very best we can. And we think that we're going to be able to honor our current timeline. So if you applied last week, your waiting period would be this week, you would get your benefit next week. And we, even though we've had such a high number of claims, much more than anyone can remember ever happening in a 1 week period, we do think we should be able to honor those weekly timelines.
How much can people who have filed an unemployment claim expect to get? What's the highest number?
Yeah, it depends on how much you've worked over the past 18 months. The maximum benefit is $461 a week. Plus, I think that there is a $20 addition to that if you have dependents.
Is there any additional things that the administration is prepared to do to meet needs for folks who are perhaps losing their employment in New Mexico?
Yeah, so we're working on some different programs that can help some of those folks that are self-employed because they are currently not eligible for unemployment. And we're also monitoring closely the bill that's going through Congress right now. There are a couple of different things in that that we would be in charge of putting through to the folks of New Mexico, allowing people who are self-employed, gig workers, folks like that, to be able to get into the unemployment system. And then they're also looking at some kind of increase over a short time in the unemployment checks to help people get through the situation. So we're really monitoring that very closely. And once that happens at the federal level, we'll have to figure out what we can do at the state to get those programs running as fast and as smoothly as possible. But let me just say this, Anthony, too. We're asking people for three things. We're asking this from our staff as well as folks as a whole. Number one, let's all try to be patient as we work through this together. No one's ever seen anything like this in our generation or the past couple of generations, and we're all trying to figure this out. We can do it together if we're patient. Secondly, we're asking people to be kind. You know, I like to joke around that there's only about 6 degrees of separation between pretty much everyone in the state. And that's not a huge exaggeration because we are basically one big community. And if we just treat each other like we're at our best Thanksgiving dinner, it's going to make it easier for everyone. The last thing is to remember that we're all in this together. This is a team ball game, and we're all going to have a job to do. And if we can stay kind, we can stay patient and understand that we all need to do our jobs. A lot of times that's staying home and washing your hands. We're going to get through this together.
Secretary McCamley, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to talking with you in the future.
Thanks, Anthony.